Eddie and the Glacier Flea. Do you hear that silence up here in the mountains of Saas-Fee? That peace that comes when you close your eyes and just listen to this story? The gondolas go down the valley and up the enormous mountains, taking people to all the stunning places in Saas-Fee. But there is another sound. You don't know what it is? You look around, but you don't know which one I mean? It sounds like your mum grating a carrot. But since you're not in the kitchen, but in Saas-Fee in the mountains, that can't be it, can it? It goes up and down, again and again. It's this scratching noise. Up and down and up and down. It's not a carrot. It's Eddie the Marmot. He's scratching his back on a tree. For days, the marmot's thick fur has been itching. He scratches himself day and night, but it doesn't get any better. The marmot has already tried many things. It has even washed itself and searched carefully to see if it might have sat on a cactus. But that can't be it. Cacti are only found in the desert. Annoyed, he says, "It really itches," and sits down on the ground in despair. He continues scratching with his paws and now tries to use a branch. And suddenly, a cheeky flea jumps out of his fur. "Ouch!" he says and points at the branch. "What do you mean, ouch? I've been tossing and turning for days and couldn't sleep," Eddie replies angrily. "Have you been in my fur all this time?" asks Eddie, who now knows the reason why he has been itching so badly. The flea happily replies, "It's so nice and cozy in your fur." Eddie can't believe it. "I actually live in the beautiful ice cave Alalin, but the glacier melted and the water flushed me down here towards you. I was hoping you could help me get back," the little flea explains to the marmot. Since the flea has lost his home, Eddie can't be angry with him. "But where would that be?" asks Eddie. The flea shrugs his shoulders. "I can't remember the way back," he replies. "But I think I know someone who definitely knows the way," Eddie replies and stands up. Curious, the little glacier flea hops back onto the marmot. They run to a tree nearby. Then Eddie calls out, "Shoo! Shoo!" The flea doesn't know what this means until suddenly a black bird flies towards them. "Hello, Eddie. Good to see you," the bird greets the marmot. "This is Ria. She's an alpine chaff," Eddie explains excitedly. "Hello," says the glacier flea politely. "We need your help. This little flea here has lost his home. He was flushed down from the top of the glacier near Alalin and wants to get back home. But we don't know the way," the marmot explains. "I'll help you," she replies and flies off to find the quickest way. When she returns, she explains the way to the two adventurers and flies ahead just above to guide them. They walk and walk, and the further uphill they get, the colder it gets. There is a lot of snow at the top, and Eddie freezes a little. "Now I remember why I hibernate. It's far too cold in winter," Eddie says, and bravely continues walking. "It's quite exhausting too," explains the marmot, who is completely out of breath after the walk. "You think so?" asks the little flea, who made himself comfortable on the marmot's back a long time ago. Easy for you to say, replies the marmot. We're almost there, Ria shouts and flies on. Shortly after, they are standing in front of the ice cave Alalin. Eddie falls to his knees into the snow, completely exhausted. I'm home again, the little flea calls happily and runs off to look for his family, who have been waiting for him for ages. When they all meet again and hug happily, Eddie the marmot is also thrilled. I've done a good deed today, he thinks and falls asleep. Thank you, Ria, the flea calls out and says goodbye to the helpful bird. After a short nap, Eddie also makes his way back home. Happy and well rested, he walks back. It has been a long time since the marmot had experienced so much of our wonderful nature. The glacier world up there is simply beautiful. And now you can hear it again. That silence. And if you listen closely, you might hear a flea hiding somewhere.